This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. 286,000, the number of worldwide people who have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the United States, the death toll is more than 80,000 people with 1.3 million confirmed infections. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is warning Congress that if the country reopens too soon during the coronavirus pandemic, it will bring needless suffering and death. Dr. Fauci is among the experts testifying this hour to a Senate panel. His testimony comes as President Donald Trump is pressuring states to reopen after the prolonged lockdown aimed at controlling the virus's spread. With the U.S. economy in free fall and more than 30 million people unemployed, President Trump wants to restart the economy. Dr. Fauci is testifying via video conference after a self-quarantining video as two White House staffers tested positive for the virus. Germany is reporting that new coronavirus infections are soaring after taking early steps to ease its lockdown. News that has sounded a global alarm as businesses reopen. Germany reported that the reproduction rate, meaning the number of people each person infected with the coronavirus goes on to infect, had risen. Now, this comes just days after German authorities relaxed lockdown measures, and it shows just how quickly progress can be reversed, even in a country with one of the best records for containing the virus so far in Europe. The Dow Jones actually opening up in positive territory, up 30 points, which is just over 0.1%. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. It's a huge day today for the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court is set to hear oral arguments on appeals of three lower court decisions involving subpoenas of President Donald Trump's tax and financial records. The president filed legal challenges to subpoenas issued last year by several House of Representatives committees and a New York district attorney. President Trump's legal team has argued lawmakers should have to identify a legitimate legislative purpose for seeking the president's financial information. Russian authorities said they would look into the safety of artificial lung ventilators being used at two hospitals after a fire broke out in St. Petersburg at one of them today and killed five people. The blaze erupted after a ventilator in an intensive care ward treating 20 patients with coronavirus burst into flames. It was the second fire to break out at a hospital treating coronavirus patients in less than a week. A similar fire erupted at a Moscow hospital on Saturday, killing one person. China's mega city, Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak started, has reported its first cluster of infections since its lockdown was lifted. Now, that stoked concerns about a wider resurgence of the disease. The new infections reported on Monday sounded a note of caution amid efforts to ease virus-related restrictions across China as businesses restart and people go back to work. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam says the legislature will prioritize a bill that will make it a criminal offense to disrespect China's national anthem. Under the proposed law, anyone who uses the anthem for commercial purposes or intentionally insults the anthem by booing or any other means could face up to 3 years in prison and fines of more than $6,000. The bill was introduced last year in response to fans regularly booing the anthem during soccer matches. As South Korea grapples with a new spike in coronavirus infections thought to be linked to night spots in Seoul, including several popular with gay men, the country is also seeing rising homophobia that's making it difficult for sexual minorities to come forward for diagnostic tests. The first confirmed patient in the new coronavirus cluster was a 29-year-old man who visited five nightclubs and bars in Seoul's Itaewon entertainment neighborhood in a single night before testing positive for the virus last Wednesday. Further investigation has since found more than 100 infections that appear linked to the night spots. A Christian newspaper reported last week that the places the man visited on May 2nd included a gay club. Report was followed by a flood of anti-gay slurs on social media. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, and this is VOA News. We'll be right back.